What is going on, everybody? This is Rawstar of the Burbank Misfits, and I'm sitting here, of course, with the co-host of the Burbank Misfits, Mr. CW. He's always has something in his mouth. I think he has something with oral fixation. So today,
knowledge never stops.
Hey, but no, we are joined with a very wonderful human being who I've known for a few months now, Miss Lyra. What are you doing?
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
Hey, we are happy to have you. I know that you had other things going on. We made this like a month and a half in advance, so like this has been like circled on my calendar.
Yeah, I know, we've been talking about it for a while.
Yeah, so I'm excited we finally were able to bring you in. So,
me too.
And as always, CW, you know, the man behind the ideas.
Oh, man, you really going to put me on the spot with the topic right now?
Yes.
I thought you were going to introduce it.
No, you
have to look at my phone. I guess we could talk about the future of energy.
I don't even know what that is.
Wow. Like, and, you know, fossil fuels are a finite resource now.
I mean, but that's
what do you think is going to be the next?
They are.
Thing?
I mean, it's a lot going on, you know.
Let me look at my.
Because, like, see, and this is why.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, the love. Nah, that's. I meant live action, not love action.
I mean, I would, like, the thing is like, he assumes that, like, when he sends me text messages that, I don't auto-correct it in my mind sometimes. So, now basically I know on there he talked about Elon Musk.
So what you reading now?
What am I reading?
Mm-hmm. Besides textbooks.
Besides textbooks. Good question. I haven't started any new books for the summer yet, but my plan is to start, have you heard of, like, the Da Vinci Code?
Yes.
So I've read all of them except for the most recent book in the series, which came out like a couple years ago.
Okay.
So I'm real behind, but I have that book, so I'm going to.
What's the name of that book?
I cannot.
You know, like is it you got me.
Did they make a movie about it yet?
They haven't made a movie about it yet. Oh, God, what is it called? It's not Inferno. I already read Inferno.
You know, I haven't read a good book. She looks that up. I
you don't read books.
I beg your pardon. I usually read a lot, but it's like
Origin.
Origin.
It's called Origin.
Okay.
Came out 2017.
Okay.
You are not going to judge me about me be playing video games.
What are you talking about?
Y'all missed that. I just said that I haven't read a good book recently, and he said I'm too busy playing League of Legends. Anyway, you just dropped my $1,000 phone. Do you know I will jump over this thing and really fight you?
I'm glad you got
good case right.
I'm just saying.
Smooth, flat service. Oh, shit.
And y'all all heard
that
noise.
Wait, didn't your company pay for that?
No.
Damn, fuck. That would have been I would have been. Felt real bad about that. Oh my god! Why you got a $1,000 phone?
Why not?
For and that's what's wrong with this country today. Why not?
I mean, I'm not rich, but if I want to explore, like just splurge sometimes, you know, and just say, "Hey, why not?" I don't always do it. Like literally.
Phones are getting more and more expensive, too, these days. So.
Right. I've been like, my next phone, I might spend more than $200 on.
Yeah.
I mean, $200 isn't that much.
Well, there used to be, like, the contracts where you'd get the upgrade.
Oh,
the free,
yeah.
Like, remember the free upgrades?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I'm young, but I'm still old enough.
Oh, yeah, free upgrade. Like, I got to get upgrade. Let me see if I can get you upgrade.
They still do.
No. They do?
They do.
They do, but it's the phones that no one wants.
Yeah, like, it's like an old phone.
You can upgrade right now if you have a contract to that new exciting flip phone.
The Tough Book 2000.
That was what was the one where you get like you could push it up to text.
I had a slide phone.
Yeah, like
yeah, I like
that. Now or
no? I used to.
I'm finna say wow.
No, I have an iPhone now.
Like
I was finna say that's 2005 phone.
That 36 Mafia. Sidekick.
I'm trying to think back.
Got a little chirp like, on it.
Because I've had cell phones since 2000. So that just makes me feel really old saying that, knowing this is 2019 and knowing how young this lady is, right? Still, just think about that and think about how long that's been. I've had the same number for 18 years.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
So.
Anyway, yeah, back to Lyra.
Tell us more about yourself, Lyra.
About me?
Yes.
Let's see. So I'm in college.
All right.
As well as doing other things. And I study stuff to do with the atmosphere and the oceans, mostly.
Okay.
I'm a little bit of a nerd. I like different kind of nerdy TV shows and nerd books.
Power.
What?
I said nerd power.
Nerd power, yeah. And what else about me? I'm pretty into like fitness stuff like you. I do a lot of yoga and try.
Cool.
My goal this summer is to like work out more consistently because I got off track during the year.
Yeah. So I'm not like, you know, I'm this fantastic fitness trainer if you need one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. He has
his own fitness studio and everything.
I don't know. Maybe I am.
No, but no, I've seen
come
your...
Come to CC Fitness, 5609 Willowcrest Avenue, North Hollywood, California.
No, I've seen... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
No, I've seen the don't stuff you posted on the yoga side, and I just see some of the stuff. I'm like, you know, if I tried that, it's because I'm injured and I got stuck that way. And
oh, like some of the yoga videos?
Yeah, like... Photos? I'm like, I can't contort that way.
Some of the stuff I'm looking like, wow. The core strength, and then just like, you know, it's not a fast movement, so it's like to have that endurance.
Yeah.
I have to turn off my phone.
See, and yeah, he always just doesn't.
What? A new Samsung or LG smartphone can be yours when you add a person to your Metro account and get $100 off. Wow.
Wow.
They're always listening.
They're always listening.
It's creepy now.
Yeah. But yeah, back to the core strength. It's interesting because yoga really emphasizes like kind of slower movements and using your core to do things where sometimes like handstands, for example, like gymnasts and dancers will do handstands where they kind of use momentum to get up.
Yeah.
Where in yoga, you're encouraged to use your core to not jump up, but to kind of slowly press up. So it can be kind of a more difficult dynamic sometimes.
Yeah, I've taken a couple yoga classes and been like, whew, this is tough.
Yeah.
This is tough.
A lot of people think it's just like, oh, it's stretching and stuff, but it can be a really intense and difficult workout if you apply yourself and make it that way.
I believe.
You know, one thing that I've, one time I really like paid attention to a lot of yoga is when, like, I used to do these YouTube shows, and one of our hosts did, one of our fitness hosts, she did this thing for yoga. I think you were recording it for me, Angela Fong.
Yeah.
When she did that. And that's my only experience truly with it. And it's like I just seen her do it and I see other people do it. And, you know, even before I got injured or whatever, I never had that core strength. So it's... I just couldn't.
Are we going to sign you up? Are we going to send this podcast to DDP Yoga now? Are we going to get you on like DDP Yoga or something now? He's like, I never had the core strength. Then we're going to get DDP. Well, I don't know if you're familiar with Diamond Dallas Page, former wrestler, now yogi.
Okay.
He has this thing called DDP Yoga. And he's helped all these former wrestlers improve their lives through yoga.
He uses yoga so they could get away from alcohol, drugs, get into shape, and like, have more I want to say more, have a better lifestyle, better life.
Because they have so many injuries and things.
And, like, they've all said that it's helped them a lot to get through, like, everything.
That's great.
So, I mean, I can see the benefits of doing yoga. I just, physically myself, I can't do it.
Yeah. There's also a lot of different styles of yoga. There's not just, like, the classic. I feel like most people these days, they do what's called, like, a flow or vinyasa flow sort of style of yoga. But there's a lot of different styles. There's one called yin, which is, like, more restorative and a lot slower movement. So, like, yin, you usually, like, hold poses for, like, 5 to 10 minutes at a time. And a lot of them are kind of, some of them are more restorative. So there's a lot of different styles and modifications that you can make with yoga. And so you might be able to find a different style outside of the mainstream that is more your speed.
Boom.
Well, I mean, like,
there you go, man.
As far as poses go, like,
there you go.
The one that everybody knows is downward dog. And
let's see.
I don't know any of the, then my equilibrium is off too. So it's like, it's harder for me to have that balance.
Right.
Uh-huh. Don't lean toward me like you're you're like this is my intervention now.
Let's find you a yoga teacher that works for people with physical disabilities.
Yeah, I'm gonna find me a personal trainer.
Yeah, there are that, and there's a lot of different some different people. There's different like props and like blocks and bolsters that you can use to. Yeah. Help yourself balance or hold yourself up, or if one side is more flexible than the other, and stuff like that. And
I'm sorry, but I just heard so I can listen.
Yeah, do the yoga, man.
I know we're this is like going around a yoga thing.
No, we are like, yeah, nah, you got
do the
excuses.
Yoga. You gotta do the yoga.
No, I just have never been the one to really indulge in that, you know.
Yeah.
And like I'll be the first to admit that I'm lazy sometimes when it comes to my physical health. But it's like, you know, I eat right sometimes.
You don't eat green vegetables.
I eat them in liquid form.
What, like smoothies? Like green smoothies?
Like the thing is, I can't.
He's like, I'm gonna give me an olive juice.
No, a lot of the stuff that I can't stand the taste of it. Like as far as like broccoli and
why broccoli
I
is
love
delicious.
Broccoli.
Like what are the other green ones?
Green beans,
green
delicious.
Beans.
Peas even sometimes.
See, I like peas.
Like when you're like, you're like, for me,
enjoy green vegetables because he always makes a big deal out of it. Thing is, like, if it's in like a broth,
asparagus.
Butter. I like it.
Brussels sprouts.
I don't like Brussels sprouts.
Do you roast them?
But I just don't like cabbage in general. Okay. But I'm changing, so I'm thinking about trying Brussels sprouts next time.
If you like, I like to roast them like just like oven pan, like olive oil, salt, pepper, and if you roast them right, and they get like a little crispy on the outside, but they're tender enough, so they're not like because when you eat them raw, they're like really rough.
Okay.
I used to eat them raw when I was a kid because I'm weird.
The smell used to really bother me when you cook them, but now not so much.
Yeah, but I don't know. If you put anything, any green vegetables in a broth and it make it taste halfway decent, I'm cool with it.
So a soup.
Yeah.
So you need like a green soup.
I can.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Or do you
like a pea soup?
Yeah. Like for example, I love Popeyes. Me. And Popeyes has sweet peas in it, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, they do. They do. Like,
oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. But you just... there's so much more to a Popeye.
I was using that as an example. It was one of the ones that I can think of right off the top of my head. But then if you blend it into like a smoothie, so like...
But
you,
there's so many delicious you have things you're missing,
you have,
bro.
Like, those naked drinks, and they have all those green vegetables. Then they mix it with kiwi, and kiwi is my favorite fruit.
But you like a green fruit that looks like a fucking fuzzy nut sack on the outside.
Yes.
But I don't want no broccoli, man. I don't know.
Kiwi is delicious.
No.
It's the best fruit that was created next to pineapple.
I mean, it's all right.
It's okay.
It is it's delicious. Okay.
It's just
the texture of kiwi has always kind of bothered me.
It reminds me of like the inside of a grape.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, kind of. But like, if you don't catch kiwi at the right temperature, yeah, at the right time, you're gonna have a bad time.
I have a question for you.
Too soft is gonna be like.
Yeah, it's gotta be like. You gotta have. Like, I'm not supposed to. Kiwi.
Yeah, when, even if it's the right texture, you'd be like, this doesn't taste right.
Me and I are from different eras. So, when you were in high school, did they give y'all those the half a kiwi at for lunch?
No, my high school. What did they give us? We had kind of a weird thing. So you could buy like either like a peanut butter jelly sandwich or like a slice of pizza.
A la carte.
Or stuff like that, like, but it didn't come with fruit.
See, like when, like we had, you know, the regular standard. This is your lunch that we could buy. That's like buy the stuff you just said.
Yeah, a la carte.
So
that's what we called it. The a la carte line.
We used to have, like, lunch. People they used to serve us a half of kiwis. So I used to like at the table I used to sit at. I used to just take everybody's kiwi. Yeah. At lunch, and they used to be like, because I love fruit. Fruit is.
Kiwi's an old person fruit.
I love like.
Where's my
almost
teeth?
Every fruit that I ever tasted.
Got I kiwi like though,
and I don't like. It's another fruit that I don't like. I'm not a fan of, but I love kiwi.
Durian?
Huh? I've never had that.
I never had that either.
Gross. You know what I like though? I don't like durian, but I like jackfruit.
I've never had jackfruit either.
No, jackfruit's pretty good.
I always see people like making it into like taco meat.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you buy unripe, like it's not ripe yet, mm-hmm. It's not like sweet. So, and it shreds like meat, I guess.
Okay.
But it's pretty good. Durian smells like a bag of smelly buttholes.
I mean, like that's some fruit that I've never had before, just like that. But, excuse me. Give me a fruit and I can eat it.
You're just missing. Let me tell you something. I remember something my nephew made probably about 4, maybe 5 years ago. He made chicken breasts stuffed with cheese and artichoke hearts. It was delicious.
Artichokes.
You couldn't have had that.
Artichokes. Artichokes are great.
Only time I ever tasted sadness. Artichoke, your wallet just fell out your pocket. But only time I ever had artichoke, not just so I fall off, was when I worked at a pizza place in college. Mm-hmm. And
oh, that place you got fired from?
Yeah. And
shout outs to Avery's Pizza.
I should
you're a real one. Crazy eight deal.
I
love your breadsticks, even though they looked like weird. But that ranch was hidden. That cheese was hidden. I never had a piece of pizza like you.
Ever again.
I should have sued
for the reason I got fired.
Why? You never knew.
So
he's stealing boxes on his day off?
No, that's why I got fired from somewhere else. It's a different story though. Anyway, so that morning I went to church, you know, being a good Christian boy. And I was coming home and then I got a call that a family member had passed away. And I was not in the right mind, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to make sure that everybody knew also. And so I found out it's about, I want to say, 1. And I didn't have to go in until 6. So I called them right then and I said, hey, this just happened. I can't come in, yada, 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 yada. So, like, I wasn't scheduled. This was on a Sunday, of course. That's church. I wasn't scheduled to come back in again until Tuesday. So I went in Tuesday, you know, picking to go to work. And that's when they told me, we fired you on Sunday because you didn't come in. I'm like, but I called you and I spoke to a manager, yada, 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 yada. And they said, well, that sucks. And I got fired. And
that's fucked up.
And it was like I just lost my granddad. Can I have a moment of clarity?
They're like, fuck that. Money is your god.
And I'm like, and it's not like they were short-staffed.
That that's messed up.
Yeah, it's like, so, and that's why I got fired from Avery's Pizza.
Especially because you called.
Some of the most delicious things. Yeah, that was messed up, yeah. Some of the most delicious things come from cruelty. Avery's Pizza, you got so you're a real one. Your pizza was good. You're wrong for firing George like you did. Ooh, raw star. Whatever.
He's going to do how that you at did. Least 15 so, times.
I only did it once so far. Thank you very much.
We'll keep a counter.
If you look at all the podcasts.
You had some good pizza. I had many good night eating you. Even though you steadily hiked up that crazy Avery's deal. But, hey, I ain't never had a Loganberry soda or pop after that. Oh, okay. Wow.
The pizza place that we're talking about, mm-hmm. like when I first started college, they had this thing called an 888 deal, which was $8. A medium pizza, 24 breadsticks.
24 breadsticks.
24. Two large drinks.
Two large drinks. Dipping sauce of your motherfucking choice.
Yeah.
College student.
That's not a bad deal for you.
College student.
Hell yeah.
No.
888?
So.
Fuck. You're eating like for 2 days.
No. Change that. Change that. No. When I first started, it was $8.
Oh. Then it went up, when I started, it was $8.88.
Then it went up to $8.88. Oh. Then it just started. Then it became the crazy deal.
Yeah. And it kept like going up and up.
But it was like.
It was a deal.
Like, I'm going to Pizza Express. And the pizza was good. It was good. It wasn't bad.
It was some fucking real good pizza. Mm. Like you get like an Alfredo sauce.
Like you're a vegetarian, right?
Before then, yeah. Back then, it had all that stuff before everybody was like offering their like.
Yeah, so they had like all the choices that most vegetarians would eat. Like all the
you could get soy pepperoni.
They had all the sauces. Oh, wow. Yeah, and I'm like. Like me
sounds me have back some then, good fucking pizza when you think about like, it.
Yeah.
Aware of how some vegan food is good,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, ugh.
Oh yeah. I used to tear up the fake pepperoni. Yeah, I called it fake pepperoni. Like when I didn't eat pork. I don't really eat pork anymore anyway, but. I'm just saying, like, I was definitely not eating it for religious purposes back then. But I was tearing up the fake pepperoni, like, I miss pepperoni so much.
Yeah, like, I know, like, me and someone used to go to this restaurant over here in Burbank and get that fake chicken. What's it called? What's the real name for it? It's something chicken nuggets. Fake chicken nuggets, though.
Fake chicken. You and somebody. What place did you used to go to? Name the restaurant. Shit.
I'm trying to think of the name of it. That's why I said the restaurant in Burbank.
The restaurant in Burbank. Did you go to... Are you talking about Rockies?
Yard House.
Oh, well, and check you out. Why are you acting like the Yard House didn't open up that long in Burbank? So,
I didn't say...
Why are you acting like you don't remember who this is or who it was?
I've been going there for 2 years.
2 years. Yeah, just 2 years. Okay. Yeah, like you don't know who it is you went with.
Oh, I know who I went with. I was looking at the name of the restaurant.
You know Yard House.
I know exactly who I went
with. So who are you going to Yard House with? That's what I want to know.
The girl who's
crying, you'll take me to Yard House.
The girl who shares the same birthday as me.
I don't know who that is. I don't.
Anyway. Back to Lyra.
Wait, so I have a question. So will you, back to vegetables, will you eat vegetables like if they're on a pizza?
No.
Okay.
So he'll get like a meat lover's pizza and be like, sorry, Chris, you can pick it up.
I literally can't eat it unless it's in a broth.
Okay. He'll eat pineapples on a pizza.
The pineapples are delicious.
That's true. I eat pineapples.
Pineapples are heaven sent.
Had it on pizza. I don't love it. I don't hate it. Like, I don't feel, you know, some people feel really strongly about
mm-hmm.
it. I feel like I don't have a burning passion behind it.
It's the perfect mix of tangy and sweet.
If you're not, I tell you, recently I went to Blaze Pizza
mm-hmm.
and I had my own little pizza. Shout out to Blaze Pizza. We're not getting paid for any of this, but I'm just shouting out every place I eat.
Everybody shout outs.
And they didn't have any fucking premium chicken. I was like, what the fuck? I don't eat any of this pork shit. And they're like, what about the soy chorizo? And I was, I don't like the taste of chorizo. And so I had all my shit on there, all like not meat toppings. And then I put pineapple on there, and it was okay, but it wasn't right unless you had the meat. So maybe that's the thing.
Maybe, because I've only had, my only experience with pineapple pizza is like pure just cheese and pineapple.
No.
And that's not, that doesn't seem like
a good one. I have a question.
Fuck, no.
Well, two questions, actually, which you just said. So was it...
what psychopath were you hanging out with?
It was like this kid's birthday party when I was a kid.
And was weird kid. And
three questions.
Is he
or she
in prison now?
So I've been vegetarian for over...
Oh, you're vegetarian.
I'm vegetarian, yeah. I eat some dairy products occasionally.
That was my
give me the milk.
I don't like milk. I rarely drink milk. Yeah, I've been vegetarian
Give
for
the ice cream.
Over 8 years. I just ate ice cream the other night. Ah. I was in emotional distress.
Give me a frozen.
I was in emotional
frozen
distress.
Pus.
Well, dude,
I went to Vaughn's at like 11:50 right before they closed, and I like went into the checkout aisle with my Ben and Jerry's, and the lady was like, "Oh, it's an ice cream night tonight, ain't it, honey?" And I was like, "Yeah." it was bad.
I mean, when you drink milk, like when you do drink milk, do you get the like almond milk?
Yeah, I have usually like in my fridge at home right now. I have almond milk, and I usually don't drink it straight, but I like cook with it or make smoothies with it.
I know those other kind of milks aren't that tasty when it comes to just straight drinking.
Yeah,
I don't
find cow milk tasty either.
I mean, I don't drink. I can't say I'm like. Give me a cold glass of milk. I mean, flavor that pus with chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate milk.
Yeah.
I like chocolate, but if I'm having some kind of dessert.
But I like chocolate milk.
It feels like, but then like now that sometimes I don't drink it, don't drink it most of the time, yeah, water is okay. Water works. Or I try to do it with some, we drink a lot of flax milk at my house. Not for the drinking.
Not almond milk, but it's a different type of nut milk.
Cashew.
I was watching it on the YouTube and they just said nut milk. That's disgusting.
Whoa.
Okay, that type of nut milk. That type of nut milk. I don't mess with.
Let's see, what else?
I mean, like, I don't know if
she
missed the entire reference.
There's cashew. Yeah.
He's talking about.
I got you now. Yeah.
What else? What other nut milk is there?
Okay, so there's almond milk. There's cashew milk. There are some brands that mix their nuts, so you could get almond cashew in one container. Coconut milk is a big one.
Yeah.
Then there's like
I like that with beans.
It's good. Well, there's like it's weird because they make like coconut milk for drinking, and then there's the coconut milk that you buy in the can.
I like the coconut milk in the can.
It's super creamy. So that's great for making like curry and like shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had curry.
It's creamy.
Never.
You've never had curry? Any type of curry?
Are you sure? Shit.
Cause you know that's like vegetables in a broth, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. You.
I've never had it.
The only time I've had
the opportunity to get curry.
I wasn't hungry.
Well,
what kind of curry? Do you want like?
Japanese curry.
You gotta have all the curry.
I want to try Japanese mainly because I watch anime.
Oh yeah, Japanese curry.
You know I speak Japanese, right?
No, I didn't. Yeah. Oh yeah, we talked. We did. Yeah, we did. When we first met this wonderful human being, we were just sitting around, you know, at a table, and that popped up, and we were like,
"Wow!"
Yeah.
I thought you were really gonna set the scene. You're like, sitting at the table, and it popped up.
We were just
same kind of thing we're doing here.
We were just introducing each other.
Party. We were strike up a conversation, and then language and stuff came up.
I mean, yeah, we just started talking about Japanese.
Yeah, right. Pump it up, buddy.
I mean, it was.
I talked all that man. Conversation.
We were sitting around. You were drinking alcohol.
Was I drinking?
Yeah, you were drinking.
I wasn't drinking.
Yeah, you were drinking. Yeah, you were.
I don't think I was drinking a lot. Yeah,
you didn't drink a lot, but you drank that night.
Yeah.
I was drinking water.
Was I trying to roll that night?
Yep, you did.
Oh yeah.
You did all that, like not all the stuff, but.
Oh yeah.
I was stone cold sober.
Oh wait. I forgot people I'm related to. Listen to this.
Okay, I put it like this. Like, those who have listened to our podcast before, this is another one of the epic Jack Party things. So,
oh, man. I mean, I'm not. He's a great host. Everything we do is our own choice there. I don't want to make it seem like it's kind of a weird thing, like where it's just like a place where.
Yeah, he's
people get crazy.
Yeah, he's an awesome person.
It's just
actually
pretty chill.
He's a nice guy.
It's a low pressure. That's why I like going to those parties. It's low pressure. You don't feel, it's like, hey, people playing Mario Kart. Some people are chit chatting. Some people are in the pool. You know?
So we're just sitting around the kitchen table talking.
Yeah, talking.
Just sit there all night just talking. It's like, you've been here since 9 o'clock. It is 2 o'clock and you haven't got up. Yeah. So it's really chill. That's why I love going there, and you know, the scenery of people who are around there is always a fun environment, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, and that's how we met this wonderful human being right here, just randomly. So anyway, back to what were we
talking about? Curry.
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 I've never had it before.
Yes.
And I've wanted to try it.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but I think when I was in Africa, like someone was making it in Ghana, and I think they were making like goat curry or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wasn't hungry that day. Like,
why haven't you ordered curry?
It's just
I know. So when Rostar goes to any Asian restaurant,
mm-hmm.
he'll just find the thing that's closest to just like the standard like Chinese food thing.
Mm.
So he'll look for something that's like, I recognize that.
That's okay. Like lo mein.
Is that like a fried rice?
For one.
Or something?
For one, my favorite Japanese thing to get is yakitori.
Except for Japanese stuff.
That's Japanese?
No, I'm saying except for a Japanese restaurant. Every other Asian restaurant.
I mean, you said Asian. I mean, there's a lot of countries in Asia.
And there's a lot of places that make curry. And you haven't had it. And you've had all these places. I can name at least 3 restaurants.
Tell him to stop judging curry. Me. This is what happens on
podcasts. Yeah, I'm very judgmental.
You got to try curry, though. I think you would like it.
It's delicious, man.
It's so good. And there's so many different types.
Yeah, sometimes you get a bunch of vegetables. Sometimes it's just like a fucking bell pepper and some meat.
See,
and just like juice. Wonderful juice for your rice that you're getting like, this doesn't seem like it's a lot. But then you're like, I'm full.
From what I've...
I wish I had some of that juice, basically.
Some like...
Sauce.
Just from what I've heard that's in it.
Sauce.
I expect that it tastes good, whatever. But it's just that I've never sat down myself and purchased it, you know.
You gotta do it. It warms your soul.
Yeah.
So, and then usually when I go to a Chinese place...
Chinese places don't have curry.
I'm just saying, like, when I go to a Chinese or Japanese place, I already know what I want, and I usually get what I just said.
Sometimes I drag you to a Thai place, so you can try a Thai curry.
Yeah.
I might do that one day. Yeah, so everybody's up here.
It's good.
Y'all been trying to get me to do yoga and eat curry.
Eat curry.
Eat curry. Anyway. Since we've been talking, tell everybody more about yourself. Tell so the viewer can say. So who is Lyra Lockhart?
Who's Lyra Lockhart? Let's see. What have we talked about already?
We talked about you do yoga. You love the ocean.
I love the ocean. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting my scuba certification. Got to look into that more. It's expensive. Okay.
How expensive? Sounds like, expensive. I don't mind me asking how much.
The gear sounds expensive.
Yeah, so the gear is expensive. And then, like, a certification course I found, it's like $1,500 to $2,000.
Oh, my.
It's like a two week. It's 2 weekends usually because you have to do like 4 open water dives to get certified.
So they kind of assume you know how to do it already.
No, so like the first day is like in a pool.
Okay.
You know, and they like put you in a pool and do stuff. I don't know, and teach you how to use all the gear and stuff, and then they take you to do open water dives. So I don't know. I'm gonna look into that and see. I'm a fairly strong swimmer. I grew up near the beach. I guess that's something about me. I grew up near the ocean. So I grew up kind of, I was really afraid of the ocean when I was a little kid. But I've always been a pretty good swimmer, so I can swim in the ocean and I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of fish. That's one problem.
Hold
I'm
up.
Not, I'm not afraid of sharks.
It's motherfucking fish. It's clown fish.
Like,
is killing
I'm afraid
me.
Of, like, little fish. Like, I have an irrational fear.
No, Nemo. No, Nemo.
You want to hear my Nemo? Like my okay. So when Nemo came out, when Finding Nemo came out, I was like, I don't know, like 3 or 4, and yeah, I was a baby.
I don't even want to remember when Finding Nemo came out. All right, so
when Finding Nemo came out, like, I went to see it in the theater with my mom, and like, she had asked somebody who'd already seen it, like, oh, is it like fine? Is it too scary for her? And they were like, oh, well, like, Nemo's mom dies in the beginning, but like, it'll go over your daughter's head. It's fine. And so my mom said that, I don't remember this part, but she said, like, right after the mom dies in the beginning, I like turned to my mom and went, what happened to the mommy? And my mom was like, oh shit. And then I progressively, for some reason, the movie continued to traumatize me, and I ran out of the theater crying. And my mom came and, like, got me, and she was like, it's okay, like, we can leave. And I was like, no, go back in. And I, like, did that, like, 3 times. Like, I ran out crying, and then went back in.
Wow.
So, yeah, Nemo still, like.
Finding Nemo came out in 2003.
Yeah, I was 4 or 5. I'm a baby.
Hey, it's cool.
CW's over here just feeling like old.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But like this, I was, when Finding Nemo came out, I was in college.
Yeah.
So.
It came out oh shit, so was I. So, all right.
But how are you with your degree, like.
Yeah.
And you're afraid of.
Okay, so
is it just little fish?
Sharks, I'm not afraid of. Like, when we're like swimming in the ocean, sometimes like we'll be like, oh, look, a leopard shark, and I'm like, oh, how cool. But then if they're like, oh, look, it's like a little small fish, I'm like, oh, I don't want. Like, I don't want them touching me. Something about their eyes are so big and bulgy and lifeless. I don't want them looking at me with their eyes.
So you'll be petrified of a. Of us.
Eat fish. Yeah, look at me with your dead fish eyes.
Like, I think I'd be better. Like, I think I'd definitely feel. I think I definitely would feel a little bit better, like, if I was in a wetsuit and then they can't, like, nibble on my skin. Because that's another part. You know, because you can feel them.
Oh, no.
I want to say this.
Oh, fuck that.
I want
to
say this.
I haven't gone in the ocean shit like that. But I'm not about to now.
I want
to
say.
Now that you
say
it,
I want to say this.
Nibbling on you all it the is time. I'm good. I'll stay on the beach.
I forget
I'll be
where
one
this
of those
is.
Black people.
I forget who posted
nope.
this. But one of my friends, she went and got a pedicure, massage, and all that stuff. And
I would do that.
Hell no.
I'm not doing that. And they have it where you can put your foot in a bowl or something.
Yeah, with the fish.
And the fishy just.
And they just eat the dead skin.
Yeah.
I might do that.
I'm not about that.
But then I might be like, hee.
I don't want that.
The only thing with that is,
But what if you.
I'm really podophobic.
Like, some of your skin.
And.
Go ahead.
I'm really podophobic. So it's like.
What?
Podophobic.
Just say what the fuck it is. Stop being.
I have an irrational disgust for anything and everything to touch my feet. Like.
Oh, my God. Mm. So he'd be sitting on the couch when we lived together, and I'd just be like, dude. I didn't even know that.
I mean, like.
I'm the asshole.
Literally, if you see me at home, like, whatever, like where I live at now, I have like a bar. It's like a bar behind my desk. I put my feet on top of it, mm-hmm. so my feet are like just over the bar, so my feet don't touch the carpet.
Oh, okay.
And like when I was lived with him, like I had this little desk type.
Yeah, he would curl his feet under.
And I would curl my feet like to plant it like right above the bar, so they're not like literally not touching anything. Because I really hate any, like, I'm wearing socks and shoes right now, and it subconsciously bothers me.
Oh, man.
Because the socks and shoes are on my feet.
Yeah.
That's why I usually, like, literally, when I were coming to go in the house. Hobbit. Like, when I go in the house, like, I just take them off.
Yeah.
When I was in Africa, as I said before, like, when I was at the hotel, everywhere I went to, barefoot.
Straight from the Shire.
Like, literally, like, I am really podophobic. So.
They look like Hobbit feet. It looked like high feet.
Hey, I don't care. I don't want
Raw Star Baggins.
I don't like looking at feet. I don't like people touching my feet.
You know what?
I don't like looking at my feet. So
okay. So you telling me this may sound weird. Okay, I don't know if I want to say it now.
Say it.
You can't say you don't like when like when a woman has her legs crossed, right? And she's got like
no.
Like heels or like sandals or flats, and then you can see the curve.
No, I don't. I don't. I literally hate feet. Like
that's just me.
Like
I think that might just be me. That's weird. That's weird.
Trust me, it's not just you. I got a lot. Okay. I got a lot.
It's like that. Okay. That is like I understand that it is.
You never just see. Be like looking like it's
a, like is that no
song? I don't know why just the curve of your foot looks so nice to me.
It's just like I can't. It's that's the it's like I understand the like everybody's.
Then what do you like?
Know, like as far as what?
Like what you like people's kneecaps?
I'm an eye person.
Oh, you like people's eyes?
Yeah. Like I think I've said before. Like I don't take care of my eyes besides, but. When I look at a person, like if I'm trying to get attracted to the person, I look at them, I look at their eyes, and if they have crusty, like my eyes are right now, like really bad, it's like, ugh. And I don't care if they're just, I don't care if they're just beautiful. It's just like, ugh. You know? And then there's some girls that I've seen that are not, you know, all the way attractive. But if you look at their eyes, it's like, oh, dang.
Yeah, some eyes can really improve things sometimes.
They're the windows to the soul.
Yeah. Sometimes you can put, like, if you change up some, like somebody puts on contacts, you'd be like, oh, you're just a plain-looking person now.
Yeah.
You just look like, you're looking mighty average now. I don't get it. Oh, it really was those eyes. You better take them contacts out.
It's like, yeah, those color ones.
I look at people's mouth and nose.
Mouth and nose.
See, but I'm an eye guy, so but because I don't like as long as you're not, yeah I don't want to look at your feet at all. It like makes me cringe.
Damn.
Yeah, like it literally, it's one person who on my Twitter friend list that won international foot person of the year whatever she does, and she for some reason always wants to tag me into like
that's funny
her, and it's like. I don't want to see this. I don't want to look at it.
See, I can see. I see how people are in the feet, but like I'm not into the whole like we're gonna go do the whole everything.
Yeah, I don't it's quite like, understand it. I
like that
it.
Particular moment. Yeah. In reality, when you see that, and you're like, oh yeah, your feet are nice, kind of. Yeah. All right, not like.
Yeah, no, I get you. Like, I'm not super into, like, feet at all, but sometimes you look at it and you're like, well, you have aesthetically pleasing feet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, those are aesthetically pleasing. Yeah. Now I'm going to move on because I don't care that much, but I can appreciate it.
Or you ever look and see somebody has red webbed toes? You're like serious webbed toes?
I've never seen anyone actually.
You've never seen?
I've seen webbed toes before.
At least not in person.
It's interesting. I had a teacher that she had a twin.
Oh.
And both on their, on both of their feet, the second and third toe, it was like webbed all the way up to like the
end. Wow.
Together.
Because I think I said on this podcast before about like I do like to get massages and stuff, and I think I said before
give
like
or get.
Yeah, I can both.
Yeah.
And I will get back to when I give. But receiving them, if I'm getting one, whatever, I will straight up tell the masseuse,
don't touch my feet.
If you touch my feet,
happy endings only,
you would not get a tip.
Wow.
Wow.
And like, people know, like people who know me know I
is
love.
Is there a
love,
better way to?
People know I love.
Reverse that. That's. I'd be love, like, ah.
I love giving tips, like no matter what, whatever. But if you, I was like, no. If you touch my feet, you lose every. Like I would almost get up and want to leave. If you touch my feet,
they're like, oh, I forgot. Fuck you. I'm out. I told your ass. I told you.
Yeah, I'm like, and yeah. I mean, you can go down to.
All right, enough about your feet.
Anyway.
Tell us more about you. Oh, wait, are we done?
Yeah, we're done, actually.
Oh, we're
but
done.
But, yeah, like, we actually hit, we do each one for 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. So if we got to have time to do another one, we can. But tell everybody where to find you, where to look you up.
Where to find me. Oh, are you all right?
Stuff in the mouth. Oh, yeah, I'm good. Go ahead. Good. All I'm right. Good.
You can find me on Twitter at Lyra Lockhart. Lockhart is Lockhart. And on Instagram, it's Lyra Lockhart XO, and then links to other things are there. Yeah.
So, yeah, make sure you follow her. If you want to follow us, we are the Burbank Misfits on Instagram. We are Burbank Misfits on Facebook. We are and BurbankMisfits.com is our website. Burbank Misfits on Twitter. Follow me directly. It's Raw.
He said Instagram already. I said
Instagram first. That was the first one I said.
Excuse me.
I said, if you want to follow me, it's Rawstar on Facebook and on the Instagram. You want to follow the gentleman in front of me who doesn't listen to words that I say is Christopher underscore Willie underscore J on Instagram or CC Fitness LA. If you want to follow his great gym, it's also CC Fitness LA on Twitter. And also go to his website, it's ccfitnessla.com. And please, listen next week. Have a great week.
Visit next week.